Vaccine skepticism has lasted much longer than many of us would have thought. The ideas can cause severe damage, but are extremely closely held and emotionally charged values for those who are skeptical. So how do you combat these ideas, and why do they continue to spread? Marink Steffens, PhD candidate at Macquarie University, joins us now to discuss further. Good morning.
Good morning.
So why do you think this has been such an enduring myth?
Gosh, do you mean why people question vaccination?
Yes.
I think it's one of those things where it's a difficult thing for people. People want to protect their children. They have their children's best interests at heart, and so people put a lot of care and vigilance into making sure that their children are healthy. And I guess vaccination is one of those things where questioning it and misinformation around vaccination has been around as long as vaccination has been around. Unfortunately, there's some myths that endure in particular. I mean, there's lots of reasons why, and social media that's come along in the last couple of years has definitely helped spread those ideas, unfortunately. So what we're looking at is ways that people can address people who are questioning vaccination. And there's various different ways to do that depending on how that particular person feels about vaccination.
And on that note that you just touched on there, how has social media helped spread and even strengthen this anti-vaccine rhetoric?
Well, I think you can't necessarily point to the misinformation causing non-vaccinating behaviour and the rise in vaccine-preventable diseases per se, so it's not a direct relationship. But I definitely do think that social media has given a platform for anti-vaccine activists to spread their ideas. You know, it's a way of communicating where you have direct access to people, and there's not that many anti-vaccine activists out there, but they are very vocal. And social media has been a way for them to spread their ideas. And the problem with misinformation and anti-vaccine sentiment spreading on social media is that it can make the idea of opposing vaccines or questioning vaccines seem more popular than it actually is, and that normalizes the idea for people, and that can be a dangerous thing because, you know, it is a social norm to vaccinate. 95% of the Australian population vaccinates their kids and vaccinates on time. But if you're in that type of social media environment, it can, I guess, when you see lots of those ideas out there, it can feel more socially acceptable to not vaccinate.
So when choosing to engage with someone who does hold anti-vaccine beliefs, what do you think is important to know about where this belief comes from?
Well, I think the important thing to know, well, to think about, first of all, is how this person feels about vaccination and also the relationship that you have with that person as well. So I've been looking at organisations who are promoting vaccines on social media, and they encounter anti-vaccine activists very commonly. And so we've divided people into sort of anti-vaccine activists and then people who don't vaccinate, then people who might have questions and feel hesitant about vaccinating, and then people who are absolutely accepting of vaccines. So if you encounter people on social media, for example, who are very anti-vaccine and they have very, very fixed views, then our advice is to just probably not go there because it's very, very difficult to change someone who has very fixed, strong views. You're not going to change their mind, and you might actually just end up engaging in a long, protracted conversation that doesn't necessarily go anywhere. We call it scientific ping pong, and it's just going to get people riled up, and it's not actually going to benefit anyone. And I guess one of the important things to remember on social media is that often the platforms like Facebook, for example, they really prioritize conversations and posts that are getting a lot of attention, a lot of comments. And so you might actually be inadvertently spreading and helping to spread these anti-vaccine ideas if you're engaging a lot in those types of conversations. So we say have a think about it. Don't necessarily engage. If you feel like it's already getting a lot of attention or this person is very influential and a lot of people are listening, you might decide that you want to respond to that. But our advice in that instance would be to keep those interactions very brief and particularly keep them polite as well, because I don't know about you, but sometimes conversations on social media can get pretty ugly. They can, you know, turn pretty hostile, and that is definitely the case around vaccination issues. So keep it brief, keep it polite, and leave it at that. But that's there's a different technique that you might use if you're talking with someone where you have a different type of relationship, for example, family members. Yeah.
We're speaking with Marieke Steffens, PhD candidate at Macquarie University, about talking with vaccine skeptics. And how often, I suppose, both in your research and maybe in your life, have you found yourself in these types of discussions?
Well, I've certainly observed a lot of them. I try not to engage myself. I mean, I'm a researcher, so my job is not to engage in those conversations. I'm more interested in observing them and seeing what's going on. And I mean, it bothers me that there are really hostile conversations going on, because I don't think that they're productive and they're going anywhere. And I think as well, as I said before, just because someone is questioning vaccines and has doubts, it doesn't mean that they're an anti-vaccine activist. And I think sometimes when these conversations on social media get really heated and aggressive, that's not going to help people who want their questions answered and just want to explore the issue a little bit more and have valid concerns for the safety of their children. You know, everyone wants to care for their children. It doesn't help answer those questions that those people might have, and it might actually turn those people away and might end up driving them to a group where they get exposed to more anti-vaccine sentiment. So, yeah, it bothers me that conversations can be so hostile on social media.
Through your research and everything that you've seen, have you noticed how difficult it is to really combat these ideas?
It is difficult, but I think that there's a lot of positive things that are happening. There's a lot of groups on social media, you know, government departments, advocacy groups that are actively creating a presence on social media. And I think that's a really important thing so that just the general public is exposed to ideas of accepting vaccination and just seeing that that's a really normal, it's a really normal and acceptable thing to do, rather than the other idea of not vaccinating being a normal and acceptable thing to do.
So if you do find yourself in a conversation with someone who is sceptical about vaccines, have you found, and particularly the language you've been using, that it is important to meet halfway and be as civil and empathetic as possible?
Absolutely. So this is particularly the case when, just say you're speaking to a family member, and I don't mean someone who has very strong, rusted-on views that they've held for a long, long time. In that case, it might be better to agree to disagree. But if you're having a conversation with someone who has a lot of questions, they might have a lot of doubts, then I think the most important thing to do in those cases is definitely not to jump in and try and impose your views. The most important thing at first is to listen and, you know, step back, ask questions, and don't get angry and upset about it. And also just acknowledge that they're trying to do the best for their child as well. I think everyone wants to be treated with respect in conversations, and people are coming from a good place, even if, you know, you don't agree with the actions that they're taking. The next step that we advise is to ask if you can share information with those people about why vaccination is important. And it's really important to personalise that as well, to say, you know, I believe it's important because. And then it's important as well to close up that conversation, because conversations about vaccination, particularly between people who have differing views, can go on and on and on. So it's good to be able to close that conversation and also open it up for future conversations as well, because people can change their mind about vaccination. And we've seen, for example, there's been a lot of measles outbreaks around the world. That might be an opportunity to have those conversations again and say, you know, have you changed your mind about it? Can we talk about this topic again? But I think the most important thing there is to have respect.
Yes, very, really great advice. Marieke, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.